Let's IELTS. 10 Complete Practice Tests by Supercourse. Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a bank employee and a man who would like to apply for a credit card for his daughter. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Are you a customer service representative?
Yes, one of them. I'm responsible for all credit card applications. My name is Mrs. Bates. How can I be of assistance, sir?
I have an account here, and I'm interested in applying for a credit card for my daughter. You see, she'll be off to university soon and she'll be needing a card there.
Well, in that case, the credit card, if it's approved, will be linked to your account. It's called the Family Premium Card.
Okay, I suppose that'll do. Is this the application form?
Yes, I'll help you fill it in if you like.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you.
So it's the Family Premium Card that you're applying for. Could you give me your full name, please?
The type of card the man is applying for is a family premium card. So family premium card has been written against the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Are you a customer service representative?
Yes, one of them. I'm responsible for all credit card applications. My name is Mrs. Bates. How can I be of assistance, sir?
I have an account here, and I'm interested in applying for a credit card for my daughter. You see, she'll be off to university soon and she'll be needing a card there.
Well, in that case, the credit card, if it's approved, will be linked to your account. It's called the Family Premium Card.
Okay, I suppose that'll do. Is this the application form?
Yes, I'll help you fill it in if you like.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you.
So it's the Family Premium Card that you're applying for. Could you give me your full name, please?
Yes, it's Jacobs. Mr. David Jacobs.
That's spelt J-A-K, isn't it?
It's with a C, not a K. It's C-O-B-S.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jacobs.
Don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
And could you tell me your date of birth, please?
Mine? But the card will be for my daughter. Why do you need my date of birth?
As I said, sir, the card will be linked to your account.
Oh, yes. Sorry. It's June 5th, 1970.
And what's your current home address?
17 Stamford Road.
17 Stamford. Is that with an M or an N?
It's with an M, as in Mary.
Okay. Is that here in London?
Yes, it's in the suburbs. In Southgate, to be precise.
That's a nice area. Have you lived there long?
Well, most of my life.
Lucky you. I'd love to live out in the suburbs. Do you happen to know the postcode for that part of Southgate?
Yes, it's N14... 2JS.
And your home phone number?
That would be 0204 978-6463. And my mobile number is 07782-994-366.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, and what do you do for a living, Mr. Jacobs? I'm sorry to have to ask, but it's bank policy.
That's okay. I understand. I'm a sales manager at CJ Manufacturing. We produce household cleaning products. I've been there for years.
Do you have a work number where we can reach you?
Of course. It's 0205-264-7925. Ask for the sales department.
7925. Great. Now, if your account is approved, you'll be issued two cards. You will be the primary account holder, so one card will be in your name. The other card will be issued in the secondary user's name, your daughter's, so I need to fill in her name and age too.
It's Sally. That's S-A-L-L-Y.
Got it. And her age?
She's just turned 19.
Right. We're nearly done. Is it safe to assume that she's got the same surname as you and she isn't married?
Yes. She's still single. But why does that matter?
Well, we can't issue a family premium card to someone who has a different surname to the primary account holder. It's bank policy, I'm afraid.
I see. I suppose it's probably safer that way.
There's just one more thing. We have to fill in an answer to a security question, in case you'd like to access your account information over the phone.
What would you like to know? The name of my pet dog?
Actually, we'd like to know your mother's maiden name. You know, the surname she had before she got married.
It was Smith before she married my father.
Okay. Well, I think that's all. You do understand that if your daughter runs up any debts, you will be responsible for them.
She's never caused me any problems in that respect, so it's not an issue.
Excellent. Could you please sign here, on the dotted line at the bottom?
There you go. So when will I know if my application has been approved?
It shouldn't take longer than 3 working days to process your application, sir. I'll call you personally to inform you, probably early next week.
Thank you very much. I'll be expecting your call.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Same to you. Goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear a guide addressing a group of tourists on a tour bus. He is telling them what they will see and do at a museum that they are about to visit. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children, of course. We're nearly at the museum, so could you please take a look at the museum map I gave each of you as you boarded the bus? Okay. Do you all have it? Good. I'd like to tell you a few things about our visit this morning, and familiarize everybody with the layout of the museum before we get there. After we enter, we'll see the ticket booths in front of us. Do you see them here at the bottom? Good. Now you won't have to pay an entrance fee, as it's included in the price of today's excursion. So please wait for me to take you through the booths. Once we've all passed through them, we'll have 15 minutes to have a quick cup of coffee or go to the bathroom. The cafeteria and bathrooms are located past the main foyer. When you've freshened up or had something to drink, please do not proceed along the main hall, as I'd like to carry out a head count before the tour starts, to ensure that all of you are present. This will be done in the seating area that's located in the main foyer, directly in front of the cafeteria. As soon as I've confirmed that nobody's missing, we'll walk up the main hallway to the exhibition halls. The first one we'll be visiting is the Egyptian Hall, which will be to our left. Here, we'll see the priceless artifacts that were discovered in the tomb of Tutankhamun, the most impressive of which is his gold burial mask. After we've finished here, we'll enter the Greek Hall, which is next to it. As you can see on the map, we won't have to go out into the main hallway again, as we can access the area directly from the Egyptian Hall. In the Greek Hall, we'll see a number of fantastic exhibits, including sculptures, pottery, and jewelry. I'd like you to take note of the skill with which the craftsmen worked with marble, bronze, and gold to create masterpieces, the like of which the world had never seen before. We will then exit the Greek Hall and gather in the seating area directly opposite to take a 10-minute breather. After this, we'll walk back down the hallway towards the main foyer. Before reaching it, we'll turn left into the Roman Hall. Looking at the map, that's to the right, okay? Good. In here, we'll take a look at the rise and fall of this amazing civilization and how it conquered most of the then-known world. When we're done there, we'll go to the adjacent Asian Hall and take a look at the amazing history and artifacts of the Far East. And then, the main attraction. We'll go across to the paleontology section. Here, we'll trace the history and evolution of our planet and look into the factors that contributed to the formation of life on Earth. There are many impressive exhibits on display here, the main ones being the actual complete fossils of a T-Rex and a woolly mammoth. Feel free to move through the many displays here, but please don't touch them. Once we've done that, we'll go across to the museum theater, where we'll watch a short documentary. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. I need to look at the museum program first. When the documentary's finished, you'll have 30 minutes at your disposal to browse through the gift shop, which is conveniently located beside the exit of the building. You can pick up a lot of free pamphlets here, so if you'd like some reading material on the museum's exhibits, I suggest you pay it a visit. We'll meet in the seating area opposite the bathrooms, in front of the exit, for another headcount before we leave the building. Sorry about this, but we don't want anyone to be left behind. By the way, apart from inside the cafeteria, this seating area is the only other place in the museum where the consumption of food and drinks is permitted. So if you're hungry, which you might well be at this stage, you may open the packed lunches we've given you and have a snack there.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 17 to 20.
Okay, about the documentary we'll be seeing. According to the museum program that I've been given, today's documentary is called Illuminating Our Past. The program says that it's a very interesting film. It gives a brief overview of the museum's more famous artifacts, including groundbreaking 3D portrayals of the archaeological sites where they were found. It also goes into the historical importance of the artifacts and looks at the myths and legends that have been associated with some of them. What's more, it features never-before-seen images and visual representations of a number of historical buildings. It also shows the building techniques that were employed by their engineers and what the buildings actually looked like when they were finished. The film is narrated by archaeological experts who explain the contents of the documentary in great detail. And they also provide the audience with updates on the latest developments and techniques that they use during their excavations. I haven't seen the documentary, but the program claims that it's the result of extensive research by award-winning historians and cinematographers. It says here that it shows in great detail how people lived in ancient times. So I'm sure everybody will enjoy it, especially the children. Now, I'm sure that you're all looking forward to our visit today, and we're about to enter the museum car park. So now's a good time to ask any questions.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two teachers discussing various issues relating to their school. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm a bit worried about all these problems I've been told to sort out by the end of the month. I haven't got much time.
Oh, right. I'd forgotten about the list the headmaster drew up for you. I suppose we should discuss all of them and get organized. After all, I did say I'd help you with it.
Yes, you did. And we'll never get anything done if we keep putting it off.
Okay, what's at the top of your list, then?
The amount of litter around the school cafeteria. But I think the most pressing issue we need to look into is the number of pupils skipping classes. Unless you want to discuss the organization of the school dance first.
No. The problem of absenteeism is far more important than organizing entertainment or getting the kids to pick up empty tins and bits of paper. I mean, this is an educational institution after all.
I totally agree. And it's not our fault that the cleaner isn't doing his job properly.
You got that right. Look, I'll have a word with him tomorrow. He seems to listen when I ask him to do something.
Good. Now that that's out of the way, what do you think can be done to improve the truancy situation? Right now, around 1 in 4 students are missing one school day per week. Seeing that we have 400 students at the school, that's around 100 students a week. And to make matters worse, approximately 1 out of every 10 students are absent more than one day per week. That's totally unacceptable.
That's definitely excessive. Have their parents been notified?
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
The school secretary's supposed to call the parents every day, but she's had so much on her plate lately, and the absentee rate is so high that she's fallen behind.
I see. Well, There's the root of the problem. If we want the parents to be aware of what's going on, we must get somebody to help the secretary right away. I'll talk to the headmaster himself about this immediately.
Right. Somebody should definitely be found to lend her a hand. Otherwise, in the end, I'll be the one that will have to call the parents if this issue isn't resolved.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay, with that out of the way, let's take a look at the school dance. What needs to be arranged?
Nearly everything, unfortunately. All I know is that they want to have it at the end of next month. And I don't know where to start.
Don't worry. Let's just start from the top. What about the venue?
What about it? There isn't one.
Have you considered the Saga Hotel? The last few times we used its banquet hall, everything went very well.
You know what? I think I'll just go ahead and book it. Since the students don't care where it is held, all they'll be interested in is dancing the night away.
Go for it. And speaking of dancing, the DJ is always a very important part at these events. Do you think we should choose disco or pop music for the party?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit hopeless with that sort of thing. I think we should leave it up to the DJ. They usually know what to play, depending on the atmosphere.
I suppose you're right. And I have just the man in mind for the occasion.
Good. Give him a call and ask him if he's available, will you?
Will do.
Now, another thing we should discuss is a matter of food and refreshments for the party. I was thinking of maybe having some ethnic food, maybe Asian or Italian.
Sounds good, but we should definitely sample what the catering companies have to offer before we choose.
Right. Two mouths are better than one, I suppose.
You got that right.
Okay, then. Now, what about getting a few members of staff to supervise the party?
I'm not really the most popular staff member here. That's more your department.
I suppose you're right. I'll see to it as soon as possible. Is there anything else?
Don't think so. That about wraps it up.
Fantastic. I'm so relieved we sorted everything out. Now we can relax and get back to our classes.
Okay, but let's meet up again on Monday and see where we're at, okay?
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear a talk by a member of a charity organization to a group of board members. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to see that none of the board members are absent today, as there are a number of important issues that have come up since our last meeting. As you all know, Children in Need's main goal is to offer assistance to poor families living in this community, especially catering for the needs of their children. As General Director of Children in Need, I'd like to take a moment to inform you about a serious and very worrying finding of our Child Poverty Report. And then I'll tell you about the upcoming fundraising events that have been planned for this year. Unfortunately, the results of our report are not good. It is clear that, with the passing of time and the deteriorating economy, more and more children in our area are facing serious issues and are living in worsening conditions. In fact, our report predicts that the number of households in Britain living in absolute poverty will rise by one-third in the next 10 years. As if this were not enough, it has recently been announced that the government grant we receive for the running of this centre is going to be cut by 25% this year. So, with that in mind, we have no choice but to embark on our own money-making projects, and these are what I would like to present to you tonight. So, in order to raise the money that we are set to lose this year, we will have to organise fundraising events. The first one that has been planned is a fancy dress ball, which will be held at Northbridge Community Hall on March 16th. We need to sell a lot of tickets for this event, so each of you will be given 20 tickets for advance sale to your work colleagues, relatives, friends and neighbours. The tickets will be going for £30, which may sound a bit steep, but will include a 3-course meal, a drink, and participation in the raffle. Please remember to pick up your ticket packets before you leave tonight. The second fundraiser that has been planned is a spring talent show. It has come to our attention that many of the children supported by the centre are quite talented singers and actors. So, we hope that a short play of some kind, along with a few songs, will be appreciated by the members of our community. To this end, we will be having rehearsals twice a week, which will take place here in the centre. They will begin next weekend and will be held every Wednesday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It goes without saying that the talent show requires a great deal of planning and organisation, so we're looking for volunteers to help out. We are also in need of a pianist, so if any of you could volunteer, or know of anyone that can play the piano and would be willing to give up some of their free time, please speak to Mrs. Morris before you leave. She's in charge of the artistic side of the event. Oh, and I nearly forgot. The show will be held at the Opera House on April 20th, and we have set the entrance fee at £5 per person. Now, before we discuss other fundraising options for the year, does anyone have any questions or suggestions concerning these two events?
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.